Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Bert Bertonis in California. He is a patent holder. He is a senior USA Prepares instructor. I've known him for decades. I sat on the bench with him, the design bench, the repair bench, the maintenance bench. And we're going to be talking about something that is probably of great concern, at least to me, and I'm sure to Bert, too, and it should be to you. We're going to be talking about the Carrington event. And it's something that happened well over 100 years ago, and it's due to happen again. Actually, it's overdue. I'll let Bert tell you about it. Welcome, Bert.
Morning, Ben.
Good morning. Bert, would you tell us what the Carrington event was in 1859?
Sure. Well, we've all heard of solar flares and solar storms. So what we don't fully appreciate is the effect that the sun has on the Earth. And this has been going on since the beginning, since, you know, day one. And in fact, you know, maybe a topic for another show one day would be the effect of the sun on our weather and climate, which I believe is the primary cause of climate change. But in 1859, in September, so we're looking about 161 years ago, we had telegraph. But that was about all we had in terms of modern communication. We did not have radios. We certainly didn't have any type of personal communications. So telegraph was a big deal. And what happened in September, and it actually occurred over 2 days, September 1st and 2nd, is that telegraph systems started literally blowing up. And at first, you know, nobody knew what the reason was, but it turned out there was a scientist in England whose name was Carrington, who was observing the sun and saw solar flares forming out of some sunspots. And that's why it's named after Carrington. So, of course, we didn't have very good communications in those days, so it took a while before his research got to the United States. But nevertheless, over these 2 days in 1859, there was tremendous effect on the infrastructure of the United States and, in fact, other countries in the Northern Hemisphere. And when I say tremendous, the force of this solar storm was so strong that not only were telegraph operations thrown out of whack, but even railroad lines were bent. And think of a steel railroad line, the force required to bend something like that. So it was a tremendous effect. It was the largest storm we've observed in, you know, let's say modern history. And we have not had anything as severe since, but I think it's a matter of not if, but when we will have another storm. The next closest was in 1921, and we can talk about that one as well.
Okay, Bert, so let's make sure the class fully understands what we're talking about. So we're talking about 1859, and this was before radio. Okay? There's no radio over the air in 1859. There were no cell phones, and there were no power lines. There were no power poles. There were telegraph lines. Yes. Yes, we had telegraph lines and telegraph poles, but we didn't have power poles. They weren't everywhere. So these telegraph lines seemed to run parallel to the rail lines, and they were used for telegraph from station to station to station to help keep the rail lines in communication with where the trains were, etc. But so we're talking about we didn't have this ubiquitous set of power lines everywhere and telephone lines everywhere. But we did have the rail line. And the rail, think of it like this. What's an antenna? An antenna is a piece of wire, typically, that will collect signals from the air. Well, if you take the rails, two parallel running pieces of steel that the rail cars ride on, if they are supported by wood, railroad ties, and they're not grounded, they're actually a really low to the ground kind of an antenna. And what I believe Bert was telling us was that rail line picked up the signal from the sun, this burst of plasma and light and radiation, that it bent the rail lines. That's how strong this was. Did I say that right, Bert?
It's fascinating how powerful it is. And the interesting thing is that when it hit, we had no way to predict it when it hit. But what's interesting was that the damage was so severe that we need to extrapolate what that could mean in the present day. And in particular, what many scientists feel is the effect it'll have on our electrical grid. The frequency of these waves seem to be in the X-ray region. So it's very fascinating that the, X-rays wouldn't normally affect railroad lines or telegraph lines, but the X-rays do something to they react with our ionosphere, and then that creates the secondary effect, which seems to be what it was that got into the telegraph lines. But there's not a lot of ways we can test for it. We have to wait for the next solar storm in order, let's hope a less severe one, to even measure the effects and try and predict what would happen today if a solar storm on the level of the 1859 storm were to hit the planet.
Okay, so, Bert, my understanding is that as we have become more and more sophisticated with electronics, the way we could make a computer CPU and memory circuit run faster, faster, faster all the time is to close the gap, reduce the distance that the electrons would have to flow. So, for example, a current processor in a computer would have smaller traces, smaller wires, shorter distances for the electrons to travel. And that's how we were able to speed them up. That's one of the ways we were able to speed them up. So if we take a big burst of electricity, like from the sun, and that hits one of these really, really finely tuned circuits, like a central processing unit of a current computer, it will fire that CPU off, and it will have no idea what to do. It will overwhelm the circuitry. The heat will not be able to be dissipated quick enough, and it will fry the electronics. Is that correct?
Well, maybe. What we do know is that EMF from an atomic bomb blast will do what you said, because we've been able to measure that to some extent. We can simulate, we're not allowed to. We have a test ban treaty, so we can no longer just blow up atomic bombs in the atmosphere like we did until President Kennedy and Khrushchev signed that agreement. It's pretty amazing to think we were setting off atomic bombs in the atmosphere until that point. But by the way, God bless what happened to the people in Japan, because we're at, yesterday was the 75th anniversary of Hiroshima. So I just wanted to say, my prayers to anyone living in Japan that experienced that. But we do know that an atomic explosion will do exactly what you just said to integrated circuits. Solar flare, we're not as sure about because it seems to be more in the X-ray region, and it's possible that some semiconductors might survive the X-rays. But more importantly, what almost for sure would happen in a Carrington event, if it were to happen today, is we would lose our power grid. And can you imagine the United States without electricity for weeks or months, potentially? And that's what we think the worst effect would be if a storm of simply that same magnitude were to hit today, because the electrical power grid would be destroyed. And we, you know, I don't want to get it too technical, but we have transformers that step up and down the voltage along the power grid. And some of those high voltage transformers are very specialized in the manufacturing, and we don't have a reserve supply of them. So it's not just a matter of, you know, replacing the wire and the high voltage line. It's the things that go between those lines, some of the transformers that could be the, you know, the key item in preventing us from quickly getting the electric grid up and working.
Yeah, Bert, I was on stage at the Laclede Electric Cooperative annual meeting running for the board of directors, and I pulled a 556/223 cartridge out of my pocket, and I said, you know, if somebody shot one of these, this costs 20 cents. If somebody shot one of these at one of these grid transformers and in the right way, and I was careful not to say exactly how to do it, it would cause the transformer to overheat and there are no replacements. And they laughed at me. They absolutely laughed at me and said, you know, that's ridiculous. Is that ridiculous?
No. And, you know, you look at what COVID-19 has done to our economy and people's lives. I believe that if the electrical grid goes out, even, let's just say, for 2 weeks, the damage to this country would be way in excess of what we're seeing right now. Simply because we depend on electricity for everything. And even those hospitals and critical infrastructure that has backup generators, you know, a lot of them only have diesel fuel for days or a week. So if we lost electricity for weeks or a month, that would be catastrophic. So, you know, not to overly scare people, but it's really a matter of when the next storm hits. And are we prepared for it? And I don't think most people are aware what a solar storm can do and aware of the time frame from when we might face another one.
Okay, so here, I guess maybe here's one of the salient points. We can do things to individually protect ourselves somewhat. We can have Faraday cages. We can put our electronics in the Faraday cages and so forth to protect them should they be in the Faraday cage when a solar storm erupts and hits Earth. But that's just us. That doesn't help the reordering of fuel from the gas station or the refinery from producing the fuel, which requires the grid in order for the refinery to work, or the rail system to deliver those containers from coast to coast to coast to coast. So we can protect ourselves, but in the larger scheme of things, we're in a lot of trouble. We'll be right back with Bert Bertone. So I'm going to tell you about the National Electric Code very quickly when we come back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kirk Bertonis is with us, and senior USA Prepares instructor and radio frequency engineer. Bert, my understanding is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, radio waves and light waves travel at about the same speed, roughly the same speed, which is the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second. The sun's 93 million miles away, give or take a little bit. That's 500 seconds. It takes 8 minutes, 20 seconds for radio and light waves to travel from the sun to hit Earth. And if we had a machine that could measure the eruption, as it just, let's say it was an instantaneous, it's not, but let's say it were an instantaneous eruption from the sun, by the time we saw it, we wouldn't have time to say, uh-oh. Is that right?
Well, actually, the plasma travels at a slower speed, so it's not that it's just a flash of radiation. It's actually, and you know, we're learning about this, and in fact, we just sent a satellite to the sun to measure these things. You know, recently this year, but the actual plasma does travel a little slower, and we can predict when it's, you know, we can see the solar flare, we can see if there's plasma ejection, and we can predict when it'll hit the Earth and, you know, which hemisphere that it'll hit. So, you know, we might have a couple of days warning on that, but the real question is, what would we do? You know, it takes months to build the transformers that we talked about. So there's not much you can do in a day or two.
Okay, and that brings us to the National Electric Code, which I mentioned previously. And so, class, the government could could enforce some rules of the electric utility companies. They could say, you will protect the grid so that this does not destroy and burn up the electronics all connected to the grid. They could do that. And there is a technology for this. But instead, what has happened is we have a national electric code which involves us, the customers of electricity. And what they have said is the electric code, national electric code of 2020, requires emergency disconnects. So that's required for all, that's right now, required for all single and two-family dwellings. They must have an outside disconnect switch that's accessible by firemen, etc. So if they want to disconnect your electricity, they can turn it off from the outside of the building without going inside to your breaker panel. Number two, surge protection. They require surge protection on the service lines to all dwelling units. And it must be part of the service equipment or adjacent equipment. And it must be located at each level of downstream distribution. So what, in short, what that's saying is you will, if you're going to comply with the National Electric Code of 2020, you will have surge protection equipment at your location, at your home, your business, etc. And that is to attenuate those surges like Bert is talking about, as well as, you know, lightning and the surges that blow up your equipment. So instead of having the utility companies do it on the power lines, they're having you do it at your home and your business. Now, is it as good? I don't think it's quite as good, but is it better than nothing? Absolutely. Bert, your comments?
Sure. Anything you can do to isolate your electricity, one, from the power grid itself, and two, to harden it is advantageous. In fact, if you disconnect it before there's any surges, that's helpful. And of course, putting your surge protector in. But it's possible that pulses might be so strong that they're just going to blow out your surge protectors. So if you really know it's coming and you know it's going to hit, you know, your part of the country, I'd almost recommend disconnecting your power from the grid immediately before it hits.
Okay, so Bert, how do we do that? So in your house, you and I have talked about, you've put a whole house surge protection unit in, and we have here at the farm as well. We did it independently. We didn't talk about it before we did it. You did it. We did it. We came to the same conclusion. You can look this up, class. You can just go to the internet and type in whole house surge protection. You'll find plenty of, for about $100, you can do it. What do you recommend to disconnect? How do we do that, Bert? What is the way, the fastest way? You say, it's coming. What do we do? When we come back, will you tell us how to shut off the electricity so it will not enter our house if we have the time, if we have the advanced notification. We'll be right back with Bert Bertonis.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. 1.8 million jobs added to the U.S. economy in July. That's according to the just-released federal government jobs report for last month. It's a pullback from the gains of May and June, and many say evidence the resurgent coronavirus is stalling hiring and slowing an economic rebound. Mark Zandi is senior economist with Moody's Analytics. He says while it was better than he and other analysts expected, that pullback could happen over the next few months, as many states consider reversing course when it comes to reopening.
The virus has re-intensified in the last 4, 6, 8 weeks. We've had some states backtrack on their reopening, some pause, and I expected that that would show up in weaker job gains than we actually got.
The unemployment rate fell to 10.2% last month, nearly a full point lower than the month before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
An executive order will keep U.S. companies from making transactions with the parent company of TikTok. President Trump signing the order yesterday that bars transactions with China-based ByteDance effective 45 days from now. The order states the video sharing app's data collection threatens to allow the Chinese Communist Party access to Americans' personal info, the president leaving the door open for an American company to buy the platform. The family of a man killed in the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans is hopeful his body can finally be recovered this weekend. Quinion Wimberly's family updating the progress of the removal yesterday following multiple delays due to weather and other issues. That accident happened back on October 12th of 2019, and it's National Purple Heart Day. President George Washington creating the Purple Heart Military Merit on August 7th, 1782. And today might be a good day to raise your glass because it's International Beer Day. The day was first celebrated in 2008. Now it's been taking place every year on the first Friday of August. InternationalBeerDay.com's been established because of it, and it says more than 200 cities in the world officially take part in the observance. The first recipes for the drink date back to 4300 BC, and the founder says the day was made to unite the world under the banner of beer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about massive solar storm that we're overdue for. Last one was in 1859. And it was catastrophic, but the next one will be way more catastrophic. And depending on who you listen to and what you read, you may see that we're overdue for it. You may read that, well, it'll be within a couple decades. The answer is, it's going to happen. We just don't know exactly when. So, Bert, if we had advance notice, what would we do to disconnect from the electric grid, which is all of these power lines, which is just like one big network of antenna connected to our house that would send the electricity to the ground, which, well, we have grounded electrical panels in our homes and businesses. So the electricity is going to want to find its way into our houses and businesses, right? How do we disconnect?
Correct. And by the way, let me say one thing real quick. We probably will not have this storm this year because we go through an 11-year solar cycle, and we're closer to a minimum now. And these storms generally, in fact, always occur at solar maximum. So we're, you know, at least a couple of years away from when the next one might happen. So that said, there is a way to simply just some circuit panels have a big, huge switch, and in some cases you can just pull the master breaker out of your panel. So you'll see where the 220 comes in to your house. There's generally going to be a master breaker, and you can just pull that out, or if there's a switch, switch it off. But sometimes there's no switch, you just yank it out. Or sometimes there's a big, huge switch there you can switch off. I will say that many people that have put in solar panels and backup generators and different things like that, they've already equipped for a switchover because you need to, in many cases, disconnect from your power company in order to go totally on your own generated power. So it varies from house to house. I wouldn't recommend, if you have no experience with electricity, to go fooling around on your own. Find a neighbor or someone that is more experienced in electrical wiring, or your contractor to advise you on it, rather than start playing around, because 220 volts is dangerous and you can die from a shock at 220 volts.
Absolutely correct. So, class, here's what you can do. You can go to a search engine like DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com, and you can look up the following term: electric main fuse panels. And they will show you a whole bunch of pictures, and you'll see all kinds. And the reason I said electric main fuse panels rather than circuit breaker panels, the reason I said electric main fuse panels is because I wanted you to see both kinds. And they will show you circuit breakers, and they will show you the older style screw-in round glass fuse type breaker or circuit panels. And you will see that there will be several ways that you can disconnect from the grid. One is you'll see a black Bakelite fuse holder with a handle. And it might be a little metal ring. And behind that are two large cartridge-type fuses. If you pull that out, you have disconnected from the grid in most cases, if it's wired properly. Some have a handle on the side, like a lever with a loop in it, and you move that to the other direction. So there's an on and there's an off position. So you just simply move that to the off position. Other circuit breaker panels have a main breaker, a larger breaker than all the others, and that will say main. That is the one that if you flip that to the direction that it's not, when it's normally operating, that will disconnect you. And there's a third way, and I'm going to tell you what it is, but I want you. Here's my request. This is homework for you tonight. Go look at your circuit breaker panel, your fuse box, and figure out exactly how to disconnect, so you don't have to figure it out when you have no time. Okay? When time is of the essence, you'll know how to do this. There's one other way, and this is probably illegal, but I'm going to tell you anyway. But you must do your own research. Don't do it because I mentioned this. Make sure that you know exactly what you're doing before you do any of these things. Your electric meter is a conductor. The meter on the side of your house is a conductor that allows current to go through from the utility into your house. If you were to disconnect that meter, you would be shutting off the electricity to your house. Now, you would be probably violating the law. You'd have to cut the seal, you know, a little metal seal that says it's, you know, hasn't been tampered with, or it has been tampered with, depending on whether you cut it or not. But you can look up how to do this, and you can break that seal, which would be violating the law, and I don't recommend you do that. But in an emergency, now, laws to me are just suggestions in an emergency, a real emergency. So you could break that seal, and then the band that holds the meter on would come off, and you pull the meter straight out. And make sure that you're wearing protective gear and you have rubber soles, you're not wearing sandals, and that will disconnect the electricity grid from your building. Now, I do not recommend you do it, but if you had to, that's one way. So I'm just trying to tell you, if you'd prefer to not have your house wiped out, if you were absolutely certain one of these solar flares is a major one's coming your way, you might want to consider any and all of those options. But don't do it because I said so. Make sure you do your own research. Bert, any comments?
No, I agree with everything you said. By the way, to update the class, while we were in the news break, I did look up the speed for solar wind, and it varies between 300 and 800 kilometers per second. So that is approximately, roughly, let's say, in the vicinity of a million miles per hour.
Yeah. So we're looking at really high speed, and we're also talking about you might not have much... You might not have much warning. Now, yes, we can look at the sun, and scientists can say, oh, it looks like there might be an eruption. But if they miss it, you're not going to get any warning because it's pretty fast. It's pretty high-speed stuff. So make sure that you look at your electrical panel. And most people just take it for granted. Everything's working fine. Oh, geez, you know, the breaker must have tripped. Let's go reset it. Well, go look at it. Look at how it's marked, and you'll see on the door that it'll say what each one of these circuit breakers is for, and identify the main breaker, or identify the main fuse, or fuses, if you have an older system, and figure out how you can safely remove it. And it's designed, believe it or not, it's designed for the homeowner to be able to remove the main fuse or the disconnect. It's designed for that, so you can safely do that, but you have to know how. Any comments or suggestions, Bert?
No, I think, you know, on top of everything you said, it's your comment, don't do something beyond what you're capable of doing. So, you know, hopefully you have a contractor or a neighbor who's experienced in electrical wiring that can help you with that.
Okay, and there's a book, class. I've been recommending it for years. It's the Black & Decker's book on home wiring. We have it here. I've sent it copies to our friends on how to wire your home. And in that book, and you're probably going to be able to buy it for less than $10 shipped, used, from eBay. It will tell you how to do most of the things that I've suggested right there in the book. But you have to read the book. You have to know how to do this before you have to do it. You know, learning how to to patch a wound that's bleeding profusely, the time to know how to do that is before the wound. So this is serious business. And, Bert, you were talking about this is if the grid were to go down, it would be absolutely catastrophic because of what? What would happen? What do you see happening if the grid goes down?
Well, you have to realize we depend on electricity for almost everything. I mean, you might say, oh, well, you know, my cars will work. Well, the gas stations depend on electricity to pump the gas. Obviously, your computers depend on electricity, and your iPhone gets charged through electricity. So, you know, you can use solar panels, which is, you know, not a bad idea. Charge your, kind of cool, charge your cell phone from solar panels. But, yeah, it would be, I mean, just stop and think how many things you depend on for electricity. You know, even your, you know, your heating system in your house, you know, might be powered by natural gas, but you still have electric fans in order for that to work. So it would be absolutely catastrophic. We need to prepare for it only because we know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and what I'll try to do, class, is get you the exact title of that book on eBay before the end of the broadcast. During the next break, I'll run to the library here at our home and get you that title so you can buy it. But what we're talking about is no refrigeration that runs on electricity, no television, no radio. We're talking about, when we say refrigeration, that means your home refrigeration, your refrigerator, freezer, your air conditioner, the supermarket, the frozen food section, the refrigerated section. We're talking about the ordering of products from the supermarket for you to go and be able to buy them from their suppliers. We're talking about ordering for home delivery. That won't happen either because you won't have the ability to order it because of the lack of electricity. And the companies that sell you things won't be able to know that you want it because they won't have electricity. Now, some people will have generators, but here's the thing. Even the nuclear reactors, well, they've got cooling systems that run on the grid. So the cooling systems that keep the reactors from melting down rely on the grid to run those pumps and circulator pumps, etc., for the cooling system of the nuclear reactors. Well, they have diesel backup generators, and they all have about 30 days worth of fuel. 30 days. So if the grid goes down, we're good for 30 days. It takes a year to completely shut down a reactor. We have 30 days worth of fuel, but the refineries that provide the diesel for the backup generators for the nuclear reactors, they won't have electricity to run the refineries. It's a big problem. It's a huge problem. And we're all downwind. All of us are downwind from nuclear reactors because they're all over the planet. Seriously. So think about maybe 104 Chernobyls or worse. We'll be right back with Bert Bertonis, and I'll see if I can find the title for the book, a Black & Decker book on wiring. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Fred Pertonis is with us. Class, I bought a bunch of these books, the same book for friends, and I just bought another one for $4.83. And it is called The Black & Decker, Black & Decker, D-E-C-K-E-R, Complete Guide to Home Wiring. And the one I have is an older edition. It has a light switch on the front that's white, kind of maybe a grayish white and blue. So you see a wall switch. I see it for $5.27, $5.60, $5, $4.83. That's what I paid, $4.83. So the Black & Decker Complete Guide to Home Wiring. That will tell you pretty much what you need to know about your wiring. And I suggest you get them, and I'll bet you they get wiped out. That's on eBay right now. I'll bet you their supply is wiped out as a result of what we've told you to do today. Bert, serious topic, and we are all vulnerable. There's no exceptions.
Yeah, absolutely, Vince. And let me throw in a couple other things. I think to be self-sufficient on your power is a good idea, and so far we think solar panels will survive just because of the nature of the solar flares and the X-rays. So, you know, not a bad idea to be, you know, on your own power grid. But while we were on break, I looked up a few dates for you. And in case people think we're, you know, fear-mongering or unduly getting people worried, let me throw you out some facts. In 1989, there was a much, much smaller solar eruption, and it wiped out electricity in Canada, in Quebec for a day. And this was something, you know, maybe one-tenth the size of a Carrington-class event. And so we know it has an effect on the power grid, and what we don't know is if a Carrington-size event happens, how expensive and how long will the damage last for?
Okay, so I believe in that event, Bert, I remember the news, and I believe it was the same event, that this grid collapse, partial grid collapse, was felt all the way into New York City. And what happened, class, was people were in elevators in these high-rise buildings in New York City, and they all stopped. And you couldn't get out of the elevator, and people were trapped in there for hours and hours, like half a day, literally. Do you remember that, Bert?
Yeah, I remember it. I know Canada had a number of power shutdowns, and I'm not sure if that was the same one. But, yes, there's another problem in that even if it just affects one power company, the power grids are interconnected, and it's taken us a while to learn, and I'm not sure we've totally learned, how to decouple individual power companies from each other so we don't have a cascading effect. Like, of course, you remember the power failure in the 60s that we had over the Northeast was caused by cascading effect of the different power grids.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of the platform pieces that I ran on for the board of directors was decoupling the Laclede power grid from the rest of the grid, should we need to. And they laughed at me about that, too. So, Bert, people just don't understand how interconnected and how interdependent and dependent we are on lots of systems, especially the power grid. And class, you may think I'm kidding. The most sophisticated thing that we have as humans, human beings, have ever made, ever, the most sophisticated thing is the grid. There is nothing more complicated and more sophisticated than the power grid. Nothing. That's number one in sophistication. Bert, any comments?
Oh, absolutely. And we need it for so many, it ties into so much else that we use. So very, very critical to everything we do every day in our life and on this planet.
Okay, so here's your homework for class for tonight, Friday night. That's tonight. So at 6 o'clock, you tell the family we're going to shut the power off. You shut off all the breakers except for those that are required for medical emergency, life support kind of things. You shut off your electricity, except for the refrigerator and freezer. You put tape across the handle so you don't open them up. Put tape across the toilet flush handle and across the faucets, just to remind you that you can't use the water, you can't flush the toilet, you can't go in the refrigerator or the freezer, and you shut the power off. That means no phone. You're not going to use your phone for this example. And you write down, sit at the kitchen table, and you write down what you like and what you don't like. And then the things that you don't like are the things you want to make sure you protect yourself against. Okay? So that's one part of your homework. Another part of your homework is to make sure you understand how to shut off the main breaker or pull the main fuses safely out of your system. Now, please do not think that I've told you to pull the electric meter off your house. I did not tell you to do that. I just said that in an emergency, that's something that could be done. But it's illegal. You'll probably be arrested if you did it. So I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying if life is dependent on it, that's something that can be done. Okay? Would I do it? Absolutely, I would. Bert, any quick comments? We got 10 seconds.
Quick thing you can do, put surge protectors in your panel.
Right, whole house surge protection. Get on it right away. Look it up, whole house surge protection. Bert, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.